Can you tell the difference between a good habit and a bad habit? I'm going to name a few and I want you to answer to yourself as we go. Count if you can how many of these you think are good habits. Late night snacking, regular exercise, nail biting, reading, sleeping late, focused prayer time, spending time outside, hours of daily screen time that does not include work, getting a good night's sleep, creative activities like painting, gardening, cooking, or crafting, staying up all night, binge watching TV shows, smiling, complaining, eating healthy foods. Did you count along? Okay, 8 of those were good habits. 6 were not so good. Sleeping late was one that, if it were a habit, would not be beneficial to you. But I do love to sleep late on a Saturday. It's one of my favorite things. But it's not something that's a habit in my life. Habits are a behavior you continually practice. It can become such a part of your routine that you don't even realize it's become a habit until you try to break it. These behaviors can be positive or negative, depending on how they affect your life, your health, your work, marriage, or overall well-being. Good habits move you in a direction of positive results, while bad ones move you usually in a direction that is not good. Our habits matter because our behaviors matter. How we spend our time doing whatever we are doing matters because it's often those behaviors that lead us to more good things for our life or more not so good things. It's a ripple effect. Did you make your bed this morning? This is what many call a keystone habit, in that it kickstarts even more productive decisions and choices throughout your day that lead you to success. And guess what? Making your bed even has been found to bring more happiness to your day. While making your bed, drinking plenty of water, eating healthy foods, exercising, and getting 8 hours of sleep a night are great habits that will lead to better health and life balance, what habits are good for your soul? The Bible is full of direction, guidance, and wisdom for every single area of our life. We can see the pattern of work and rest in creation. Even through the law, we see behaviors and commands that lead to health, prosperity, and peace. We can watch the rhythms of Jesus as he walked the earth and throughout his ministry, how he managed his time leading, teaching, healing, resting, and spending time with the Father. We need only read through the pages and discover how God would have us live and love. But if there was one keystone habit I have discovered in Scripture that would cause a ripple effect in your everyday life as you practice it, it would have to be this one, Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. What should we do first each and every day? Jesus tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Why? Everything else will follow. A ripple effect of peace, love, joy, direction, and provision will follow as we trust in him and allow him to care for us. That's the truth. I hope you consider your habits, your choices, and your time. Are they lived in light of the kingdom of God? Seek him first. Make your bed and watch how he moves in and through your day as well as your life. I'm Lori Klein.